A very relevant shaila comes up now that we've changed the clocks of traveling Erev Shabbos and encountering the difficulties of violating Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. So it's really a halach and shulchan aruch simin resh mem test. It's based on the Gemara in Sukkah mem dalad amud beis. The Gemara there says that one is not allowed to or not supposed to travel on Erev Shabbos more than three parcels. More than three parcels. We'll get to the definition of a parsa a little bit later. But you can travel Erev Shabbos that amount of distance and time on Erev Shabbos. Now, what's the reason you can't travel? So not what you would have thought. Rashi says, because you might end up showing up to your house or to someone else's house and say, I'm here for Shabbos, and they're not going to have any food made for you. You're going to be insulted. Certainly when you get home, you're going to be insulted at, why didn't you expect me to come? And you're going to get angry, and it's not going to be Shalom Bayis. So in order to avoid any kas in the home, Rashi says, the Gemara suggests in there that one shouldn't travel Erev Shabbos without letting them know beforehand. So it's because it's going to create kaas. Rambam writes that when you come to other people's house, they might be embarrassed if you show up and there's no food for you. They're going to come off as being stingy, that they didn't prepare food for other guests. And the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that no, when you show up to someone's house, whether it's your house or a guest's house, unexpected, they're going to then say, this person needs to eat for Shabbos, they're going to start cooking, put up a chillin, put up a new piece of chicken or meat, and then it might get to the point of cooking on Shabbos itself, and there's a chashash of a Isser Malacha Daraisa. So there are three different concerns of a Shalom Bayis, or because of embarrassment, or real Chilul Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that there are two different opinions. Firstly, everyone agrees that this halacha is true when you don't show up, you should not show up to your own home. You don't show up to your own home at all, but there's a debate whether you're allowed to show up to someone else's home unexpected. And there are two understandings. One says you are allowed to show up to another family unexpected because, seemingly you weren't expecting to go home, so you're bringing your own food along with you, so no one's going to be embarrassed there, you're not going to be upset at anybody, no one's going to cook for you, so since you're traveling somewhere else, you have your own food with you. But the other opinion says, no, even when you show up to someone else's home, it's still going to possibly lead to you being upset and then being embarrassed, and therefore one should not show up to anyone's home, whether it be their own home or someone else's home. And that's how we paskin. The halacha is that you shouldn't travel anywhere more than three parsa, because they're going to get close, you're going to end up getting there close to Shabbos, and there won't be enough time to prepare the food for you, and leading to those concerns of embarrassment, chil Shabbos, and kaas. Are there any heterim to allow us to travel on Erev Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef says that this whole discussion, the Gemara and Sukkah, is only true if you are currently in a place, a makom yeshiva, a place that's civilized, that has a store and a hotel for you to stay, where it's safe and comfortable for you. Then we say, rather stay where you are, as opposed to traveling home. But if you're in a place that's not civilized, where there's no food and no shelter, so then you're allowed to travel even more until you get to a safe place to live. That's one heter. Not so relevant nowadays, but if a person might be traveling, Erev Shabbos is in the middle of nowhere, and it's coming close to the cutoff time, close to Shabbos, so you could continue to go more than the three parsa to get to a place that's safe. And we're not talking about driving on Shabbos, we're just talking about more than three parsa, more than we'll get to, again, the shir of 3.5 hours or so. Now that's just Heter the Beis Yosef. Again, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you could travel even more to get somewhere safe. Mordechai says, if you send a shliach, you send a messenger ahead that, listen, I'm coming, prepare food for me. So if you assume like Rashi, the whole concern is there's not going to be any food prepared for you, it's going to create kaas, it's going to lead to embarrassment. So if you send a messenger ahead that you're on the way home, or if you make a phone call, or send a text, or an email, all of those, of course, then will avoid the problem, so then you can travel more than three parsa. Aruch HaShulchan says, if you're going to a house that always expects guests, and they have so much surplus there, if you know it's such a home that they always host people, so then you're allowed to as well, because they're not going to cook anything extra for you, and it's not going to lead to their embarrassment. The Be'er Halacha says, maybe if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to travel more than three parsa as well. It's based on this previous Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem Ches, which talks about going on a Sfina, going on a boat ride, and the various halachas relate to that. But if it's for the Dvar Mitzvah, so then there are heterim leaving before Shabbos. But then he kind of pulls back and says, maybe it's not really true. And then he ends up making a hachra, he's machria, that maybe you could travel for Dvar Mitzvah more than three parsa, but as long as you get there with enough time for the host to cook for you. So we see that there are a number of important halachas related to traveling Erev Shabbos because of preparing food. So now, what is the distance, what's the time or distance of three parsa. So the Mog Avram firstly says, if you're traveling by wagon or horse and buggy, whatever you're using, so then you're allowed to travel even further than that, more than three parsa. It's not an issue of distance, it's really an issue of time. So you have more distance to cover if you're traveling by car or train, that's all allowed. The Machatz Zashekel quotes from the Bach, though, who argues and says the same distance applies regardless of traveling by foot or by car. So even though by foot it could take you a few hours, by car it would be taking a half an hour, let's say, still you'd only be able to travel a half an hour or so, according to the Machatz Zashekel and Magen Avraham. And the Machatz Zashekel concludes, once you're machmir like the Bach, that even if you're traveling by plane, by car, by train, you should still go no further than the parsa. Prima Gadim says it's not really based on distance, it's based on time. So what's time? So he says the three parsa, a regular average person could walk 10 parsa in one day. So a third of that is around 3 1/3 a parsa. So let's round off to 3 parsa. So a person walks 3 parsa a day, that was the understanding. So that's a third of a day. You're allowed to walk a third of the day. So the Rambam says, according to the Prima Gadim, so you start off, a person starts traveling in the morning, so the moment you leave your place where you're staying, your hotel, you have a third of the day, around 4 hours, 4 of 12 is a third. So a third of a day, 4 hours, you could travel for around 4 hours or so. That's how long you have. But more than 4 hours, you can't go. So let's say the sun rises at 6 and it sets at 6. So you could travel from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, according to the understanding of the Prima Gadim. After 10 o'clock, you have to pull over and find a place to stay. Now, the Bach has a kula that you're allowed to travel even after Chatzos, as long as you arrive to your destination with enough time to have food prepared. So he's more makom. So what exactly is the shear of three parsa? So again, the Prima Gadim says around a third of the day. So based on different definitions we have elsewhere, and calculations of what a mil is, and there ends up being 12 mil in three parsa. So when you travel three parsa, you could travel in essence 12 mil. And we know from other places that mil is around 18 minutes, so 12 mil, so 12 times 18 ends up being 216 minutes, a little bit under 3.5 hours. So you could travel on Erev Shabbos, around 3.5 hours from sunrise. Others have a little bit more makel, that a mil could be as much as 24 minutes, which gives you more leeway, but it's around 3 to 4 hours that you're allowed to travel. Now, the Magen Avraham points out that this whole discussion, this whole halacha, is obsolete bizman hazeh, because everyone prepares so much excess in the place that we live. There's so much surplus of food. We don't need to be careful of this halacha anymore, and therefore you could travel even close to Shabbos. Kaf HaChaim adds, certainly nowadays, where you could buy prepared food from a store that are open late, so you don't even have to cook anything. It's not going to lead to embarrassment. You just go to the food store and buy. That would certainly be another kula in this regard, because again, the whole concern here is not having food prepared for you. But still, despite that, the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan said there are other concerns, which is what you would have been thinking in the first place, of aside from the food being prepared. Granted, there's no concern. There's always excess food. But the concern is it could lead to Chil Shabbos, people traveling on Shabbos itself, being stuck in airplanes, the cars. There are a lot of concerns of actual Chil HaShabbos, even though we've dealt with a food preparation issue. And for this reason, many, many Gedolim would not travel outside their city at all on Erev Shabbos. The practice of the Chazon Ish was he wouldn't travel after Chatzos. If he was going out of Bnei Brak, he would travel before Chatzos, but never after Chatzos, and never would he travel a distance of more than 4 hours. So many Gedolim, really, even though the halacha doesn't apply anymore, because the concern of Chas V'Shalom being stuck in traffic or something else, they would avoid traveling distances on Erev Shabbos. Now, what happens in the circumstance a person does get stuck traveling on Shabbos? What should you do? So again, there are a lot of great details, but I'm just going to go through a couple of basics, that if it's Shkia ready, so then it's Bein HaShmashos until Teis HaKochavim. There's a heter of Amir La'akam. Amir La'akam is normally Aser, but Bein HaShmashos, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do something, ask a non-Jew to do something for you if it's the Tzarech Mitzvah. So in this case, during Bein HaShmashos, you could request from a non-Jew to drive you to a destination. Since it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, you could say Amir La'akam during Bein HaShmashos. How long does it last for? So there's a range of shitas, how long Bein HaShmashos lasts. But some, or Moshe says 40 minutes. He says also it could be 58 minutes. It could be 72 minutes. So you have room to work with depending what other circumstances are surrounding it. But starting with 58 minutes, according to Rav Simcha Bar Mikon, is a fair shear. But if there's great need, you could even go 72 minutes. Now, it's a whole other topic of tchum, going outside of tchum, a whole other discussion. That's something else to take into consideration. But again, the person stuck during Ben HaShemashah, so you could ask a guy to travel up until 58 minutes. Beyond that, you could maybe extend it to 72 minutes, but more than 72 minutes, where it's Tzitzel Kachav and Mamash Shabbos, so then it'll be Aser Amir La'akum.